Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Kyla.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Okay.
Kimberly, Kyla, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yay.
Beautiful.
Yay. I totally, totally apologize.
It's okay.
That was fun. That's enough to get my heart racing.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say this has never happened before, but what I will say is things like this is what builds strength within ourselves, and we as women always have to find that workaround to get where we're going. So thank you for being patient while I figure that thing out.
Not a problem.
Okay.
We have more power than you think we have, right?
No doubt.
Isn't that amazing? I think it's always when we get tested is where it shows. It's like, okay, what's going on? Let's jump back in here. But one, I want to say to you both, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to be a part of the Eyes on You radio station. Today is all about you. I just want to celebrate you and for all your contributions that you bring to everybody's lives that no one actually probably doesn't stop often enough just to say thank you. But really, let me just give you a quick synopsis about what my goal is for today and what I'm hoping to gather. I'm going to keep your lines unmuted just for a little bit, and then I'm going to actually progress with starting with Miss Kimberly and getting to know her a little better, and then I'm going to place her on mute. And then, Kyla, we're going to start with you, and then at the end we'll come back together for a group discussion and open it up to the public if they have any questions or anything.
And that is fine.
I have a lot of questions.
Not a problem.
So again, just briefly, Eyes on You started from me just wanting to put some emphasis. We see a lot of stuff. And I overheard your conversations that you all were having prior to me joining or prior to you all being able to hear me.
It was good conversation.
Yes. It was beautiful dialogue, and I was so mad I couldn't get in. I was like, ooh, it was like double dutch. I want in, but I could just like, they can't hear me. So, but I wanted to just say thank you. This is really what this is about, is I just really want this to be so relaxed and so comfortable that we are who we are, and we're not putting on any airs for anyone. This is the whole purpose for this particular platform, is so people get to know who you are, who I am, and who you are, Kyla, so that when they do see us on Facebook, when they do see us in some other forms, they know already a little bit of what our personalities are, who we are, what we like, what we don't like. So
Very important.
Because the key part is we all are something at some point. But wouldn't it be nice to kind of get to know the person? I am more apt to buy something from you if I know your personality.
Yeah, so definitely.
I'm hoping this comes across as.
Okay.
So with that said, I'm going to place Kyla, I'm going to place you on mute, and I'm going to open. Okay. And I'm going to place, keep your line hot. Miss Kimberly, and I'm going to start in by just, again, we're just having a good old girls conversation. Let your hair down, shake it out, kick your feet up.
All right.
And ask you to, yes, that's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing. And we're just going to say introduce your company, yourself, your role, and just provide us with some social media handles of how we can reach you. Can you help us?
Okay. I'll start out introducing mostly about myself. Again, my name is Kimberly Tedderton. I was born and raised in Pitt County, North Carolina, small town outside of Greenville, North Carolina. I'm a graduate of UNC Greensboro with a bachelor in information systems and operation management. You're probably going to wonder how all of this goes together, but at the end, you're going to figure out the common denominator. For daytime, I'm a software programmer of over 20 years. I have experience in application development. Right now, I'm working with a company that services the law enforcement and public sector. Mm-hmm. So when you call 911, they are most likely using our software. And also, if you see the policeman out, you probably see them looking up your license plate number in the car and the laptop. Uh-huh. That's the software that we work on. So I love this industry because obviously you're going to find out that I love to give and love to help the community. So obviously what I do in the background with my clients, it makes a difference out in the community. So at night, that's the day, but at night I am a Wilton certified cake decorating instructor. I teach classes locally here in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I also have my own business that create custom cakes, and it's named Too Gifted by Kimberly, LLC. And again, you're going to understand why I named my business Too Gifted, because obviously you see I got two gifts already, which is being an application developer and also being a cake director. So my business kind of follows about me personally. I have so many gifts of creativity, motivation, different things. So that's why I named my business Too Gifted by Kimberly. I'll wait till the end to get to the social media handles so that you can kind of, our audience can just write them all down at once if you want to. But
beautiful.
That's basically me personally. The reason why you did invite me here is because I am the current chapter president of the Raleigh-Durham chapter of ACHI, Women's Supporting Women Association. Was founded by my executive and founder visionary, Dr. Juanita Fletcher. So basically, that is my role in this organization that is pretty new to the Raleigh-Durham area.
Yes, I was actually going to say that I hadn't heard a lot about the Raleigh-Durham chapter. I had heard briefly from other entities that there was one, I think there's a chapter in Virginia and there may be a chapter in Florida. So this is my first time seeing that there's one in the Raleigh-Durham area, and it totally excited me because I was like, oh my gosh, like I want to know more. Tell me more. Yeah. What do they do? Yeah. How do they do it? When do they do it? So it was perfect when I stumbled upon your name, and then I also can connect with you in regards to your baking. I do want to take some of your cake classes, your cake decorating
classes.
I'm excited about that. And but most importantly, let me get back to the ACHI. Am I saying it right? ACHI. I'm going to put a R in there. ACHI.
No, it's
but the ACHI.
ACHI.
ACHI. Okay. Okay, so tell us more. Now, I love it. So if I could ask you, can you tell us a little bit about how the ACHI award, ACHI organization came about? Because I think at some point, I understand that there's some type of award show that takes place periodically. So I would love to hear how all that happens and how we can get people involved. Or do we?
Okay. First, let's talk about the word ACHI. It's not an acronym. It has a meaning, and the meaning is strength and sisterhood. Okay? The organization was first birthed from an annual awards show, just like you mentioned, in Virginia. Okay? Our Dr. Fletcher, she's headquartered now in Atlanta, but she was living in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area. And there was award shows that acknowledge women in the community that are deserving, but they're not recognized. You know, if you're not on the TV, if you're not on, you're not viral on Facebook now, you
right.
don't get that spotlight. And there are women out here, just like we had our side conversation, there's women out here working hard, okay?
Yeah.
There are women out here that are working multiple jobs, still taking care of homes, still taking care of their families. And these women need to be acknowledged. These are women that are women of influence. These are women that are on the rise. These are women of inspiration. These are entrepreneurs. These are mentors that needs to be recognized for the things that they've done. So it was created from that point. Dr. Fletcher wanted to broaden it outside of just that community in Virginia. So there was a tour that went and started last year that started, and it went to Raleigh-Durham area. I happen to be, and I'll go into a little bit of that, I happen to be nominated for Woman of Influence. I mean, inspiration. I got a message on Facebook. First of all, I'm like, who is this? What is this? I was never heard of it. This got to be a scam. Who is this? Hey, I just told you I work with law enforcement, so you know I'm already skeptical.
Right.
Like, what is
right.
this? But at the same time, I'm thinking somebody's watching what I'm doing. Somebody's looking at what I do, and obviously I'm making some type of impact on someone. You just said yourself, you just happened to come across it on Facebook, and obviously there's something that touched you about me or what I do that, you know,
absolutely.
That you was like, hey, I want to know more. Hey, I want to see more. So that spread it out to Raleigh-Durham. From that vision, a nonprofit organization was created. And now we do, like you mentioned, where all the women, not just in Virginia, we come together to grow socially, professionally. I even put emotionally. We just had a Raleigh-Durham social Sunday. And let me tell you, we started out crying, okay? And
The
thing. It's true sisterhood where you can go and feel vulnerable. You can go and not feel less than the other woman that's beside you, but also feel stronger because of the woman that's beside you also. That's what Achi represents. There's other chapters, like you mentioned. There's chapter in Georgia, Hampton Roads, Virginia. I have my sister chapter in Charlotte, North Carolina, and also more to come, which is Florida, South Carolina, and Maryland.
Wow, that is amazing. I am moved by just this information here. Before I can even move on to the next question, I just want to say I'm totally moved by this, and I think this is a beautiful, beautiful initiative, and they're right. They have the right person for president of this.
I feel
your passion and I feel your emotion as you speak about it. And that's what I look for. That's what I'm looking for in this radio station is to hear the passion that's behind the people that do the things that we do that are so great. That's what I look for. But I'm going to ask you the next question. Now, how large are you? Like, how many members are a part of your organization right here in Raleigh-Durham?
Okay. All right. Right here in the Raleigh-Durham area, actually, we started the chapter in January of this year, and we have close to 20 members. And let me tell you, that's growing. It's growing and growing because, obviously, Achi is definitely – becoming a common name in the Raleigh-Durham area.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely feel the sisterhood with not only me, as you mentioned, but also my board members, also the other members. We're finding that the members are already connected either professionally or they're connected by attending either the same church or in the same community. So we're finding that these women are already connected in some way before they even come into our group. And all that does is definitely what Achi represents. It strengthens it even more. I've connected with women, oh my gosh, that know people that know people that know people that I know. And I'm like, I'm in Greensboro. Mm-hmm. You're in Raleigh. How you know? Girl, we was following her. So it tells me that you're with the right people, like-minded people that has the same core values. Right now we are standing with a full board, or I'll say almost a full board. We are still looking for a secretary, if anyone's out there that has that experience. But I have 5 board members. I love these women because these are intelligent women, okay, entrepreneurs, business business women. They are out there doing their own thing personally, so they just bring their gifts to our board, and they make really honestly my job and role as a president much easier. I'll just put a couple names out there. Kimberly Bassnight, Mentorship Program, Dr. Jay Saber, she's my finance manager. Taisha Powell Frontis, she is my vice president. Jennifer Wendy Brown, she's my recruiting and relations manager. And Tina Bailey, she's my events and activity manager. Those girls rock, for real.
I believe it. I know a name or two on that list. And I'm, you're right, that they rock. So I can only imagine.
I got the right one.
And if you multiply
right
that by 2 to 3 more on your board, I definitely can imagine you all get it done. That's a beautiful thing to hear.
Yes,
when you got sisters that come together, put your minds together, bring your talents to the table, and you all just work together opposed to against one another, that's just amazing about what we can get out of the course of what we're putting in. And I can tell you already, I have not been a part of you. I have not been a part of anything that you all have done, but I already feel the power that you all are generating with just this initiative from January. I can just feel it. Because there's so many of us women out here that are looking for positive entities to come and put our time into and invest our energy, that, you know, it's so many things that we can invest our time and energy in that's not fruitful at all. So when you find something like this, I can only imagine, it's going to be pulling in not only me, but my sisters, and not only my sisters, but my sisters' sisters. And by the time you get together and collaborate, beautiful thing. Yes. Okay. I apologize. I got off on a tangent there because I was just feeling
the
love.
Oh, you're fine. And let's add to that, Jeanette, the next generation of women, too. That's another focus. We're not going to leave out the women that's coming behind us, the millennials, as they call them now.
Yes, as they call them.
We're not forgetting about them, too, because they're out there lost. You know, I have to say, my biggest inspiration is my grandmother. May she rest in peace. And I'm going to tell you, there's no big mamas out there. There's no those sweet grandmamas out there that give us that guidance. So it's up to us, that's professional and like-minded women, to be that mentor, to be that person for the next generation of women, to go ahead and mold them and give them those core values so that they can take the flame and they can take the torch and go after we are move on ourselves.
I do agree. I couldn't. Whew, that was a mouthful, and I just rubber stamped that. I'm not even going to repeat that.
Okay.
I just rubber stamped that.
Yes.
Okay. But with
yes.
that said, can you share what type of services and support do you all offer specifically, or do you have any specifically that you target? You know, or do you target individuals? Do you target organizations? How do you draw them in outside of our day-to-day connecting a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend?
Right. Well, definitely first is that you have to be a woman, that's for sure. But other than that, other than that, we have no other discrepancies there. We encourage all women from all backgrounds, all races, all professional backgrounds. Oh, my God. I mean, just having our meeting on Sunday to hear the professional backgrounds of the women, you're like, okay, you are what? You ran a triathlon? Okay, you're over there. You're a personal assistant at the doctor's office. You're a licensed minister. We're like, oh, my gosh. But the common thing is that they to come to Achi, or they're already with Achi because they need that sisterhood, or they need that guidance in things, or they just need support. Like you mentioned, they just don't get that support. So our organization is open to all women, okay? All women, you know, it doesn't matter about, you know, socially, professionally, but you're going to find that notice that it does catch like-minded women. You're going to probably notice that we all kind of fit together just from the attraction of Achi and the people that's in Achi. We end up getting like-minded people. What we do and services that we do and support, we have mentorship programs. Again, we have mentorship programs within the organization because, again, we do have people that have different professions that we could use. For example, we have a PR branding person. We have event planners. We have nonprofit consultants. There's people in there are ladies in our organization that wants to start up businesses, that want to start up nonprofits. There you go. We can mentor right within our organization. So we have mentorship programs. We have workshops. We meet once a month, and majority of the time we will have workshops, free workshops. Past workshops we've had is financial workshops with Ms. Dale Modulo, and we've also had we had two parts of that because it was just so good. And we will be having vision board parties coming up. We also have a workshop coming up about presenting, you know, just doing public speaking and doing presentations. So different things like that will empower you and also strengthen you in your career. We have outreach programs. We just got approved, and I love it. I'm excited that we are approved. Soon we'll be adopting a highway, and we will be cleaning out there in the community off of Fayetteville Road in Durham, North Carolina. And we are excited. We might have our nails done and our hair done, looking good.
Okay.
But we're going to get out there on the highway and make sure that that community is clean, the community that we live in, that our sisters live in. We're going to make sure we do that. We're also partnering with another local organization that cater to teen moms. They make sure that these teen moms don't drop out when they become pregnant in high school, early college. And they provide things for them and provide mentorship. And we will become a sponsor of that organization and volunteer with them. So that is another thing that's coming up. Last but not least, we also are going to do an entrepreneur camp, day camp, for one day for teen girls. Again, when you asked me back in the day, Kim, what did you want to do when you grow up? I knew what I wanted to do. Now you ask young ladies now, they don't know. We have young ladies that go to college. They just want to go to college but don't have a major. And I'm like, no, you got to have a major. So we're going to do an entrepreneur day camp. That will be held in February. Definitely follow us, and I'll give you all the information to get this detail. But so as a general, you see, we provide workshops for our members. We have socials. We have a mentorship within our organization and also mentoring young girls, the next generation, by doing an entrepreneur day camp. And we also are out there in the community, Adopt a Highway, and also partnering with the organization that cater to teen moms.
Wow. That is huge, all within itself.
Yeah.
That is totally making a change, an impact in our youth lives. And I'm moved, and let me tell you really quick why I'm moved. I'm moved because I work with I volunteer with Dress for Success, and we are targeted towards underprivileged women and getting them back in the work industry. And so I can relate to what you're saying as being in various positions there and kind of volunteering my time. You get to see from the beginning of a person, a young lady coming in off the street, to getting them trained, to putting them back out there in the world, just to see that whole process. And it's not a quick process.
Right.
It's an 8-week program.
Right.
But just to see
right.
how much confidence that an organization that's for women can actually build our women. I truly feel this is a man's world, but it's nothing without a man, a girl, a woman, or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that because so much fall on our shoulders and so much kind of says, hey, if it's not for that woman that's making it happen, if it's not for women that's saying, hey, I'm going to pave the way, I'm going to set aside time, it may not get done. So I'm not saying that, you know, anything negative about our men, but I'm just saying our women are the breeder of life.
Yeah.
You know, so I truly am feeling that touch. But my question to you now is for the listeners, how do they become a member of your event? I mean, of your organization.
Mm-hmm.
How does someone say, hey, I want to be a part of you?
Okay. To join our organization, they would go to WSWAssociation.com. Again, WSWAssociation.com. There you would click membership, and you will fill out all of your contact information. Our annual fee, membership fee, is $65. This is not a sorority. You know, this is not any type of organization like that. It's a sisterhood. Not only do you get these things locally through the chapter, but there are also perks and benefits from corporate. You will also get membership card. You will also get monthly newsletters. You will also be getting a biannual physical copy mailed to you of our Achi magazine too. Also have opportunities to promote your business, your event on our Facebook page and or our corporate calendar. So there are so many other benefits as being a member, not just locally, but being a member of a national organization. We get together, and last year was our first annual, excuse me, this year in May was our first annual conference where all the members of all the chapters come together. Oh my God, I love it. And next year in May, Virginia will be hosting it. And then in 2019, Raleigh-Durham, woohoo, we will be hosting the annual conference where all of the chapters. So I'm excited about that, but then think about in 2 years how many chapters we may have. So the job is going to be a little bit bigger probably for me than I think it is right now. Yeah. So definitely.
And that's
going to
be a good thing.
That's going to be a good thing. So I need to start planning now. That's what I need to do. I need to start planning now. And I got Kyla Knox up there, event planner. She's going to help me. She's going to help me.
And you know what? I was thinking that's the perfect match.
Yes. Yes, she's going to help me. So, again, contact information for Achi WSWA, you go to our website, www.wswaassociation.com. You can email me, our chapter, at rdchapter@wswaassociation.com. Follow us on Facebook. Achi WSWA Raleigh-Durham Chapter. We're also on Instagram, Achi, WSWA.
Awesome. This was a vast of information. This was exactly
mm-hmm.
what I was looking for. You did it. High five.
Thank you. Thank you.
You nailed it. You gave us the who, what, when, and where. You gave us details. You gave us precise information and instances. I can't thank you enough for this interview. And more than anything, thank you for your time, just carving out this period of time for us. So what I'm going to ask is I'm going to would like to place you on hold for one moment, and we'll interview Ms. Kyla, and then at the end I'll pull all our lines open and have some closing remarks and see if we have any questions for the audience at that time, okay?
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, Ms. Kyla, do I have you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
yes,
you do, and I'm so excited. Thank you. You all, you two have totally made me excited today. I have forgotten the professionalism. Isn't she, though? And I am just totally happy inside and outside, and I'm hoping that everyone else feels our energy, because this is actually a beautiful session of women just taking care of their business, and women just stepping up and putting business first and all that other stuff to the side. So I'm going to jump in, and I'm just going to ask you to introduce yourself, tell us about your company, your role, and, again, we'll come back to your social media handles at the end, but if you could tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Kyla Knox. I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. At a young age, I would actually be one of those kids that actually cleaned their room. I would empty it completely, turn it around, and I'd do that about every 90 days. My mom loved it but hated it, because I would end up doing a lot of stuff to make sure her house stayed clean, but I also would be taking all my stuff and put it in her living room for a little while. But I left home at 18, went to the military, so I'm a retired military service member of 24 years. I was in the Army, so I have 24 years of planning and logistical background. I literally can plan and pack a 747 with no problem, and I can move troops or move people in an organized manner to get things from one place to the other. So I guess my specialty, when people are looking for certain things, I always say you need always have a purpose, so party with a purpose, or you need to always have in mind what you want, but also have the reality of what it costs. That's one of the biggies in my industry of event planning. But my company's name is Heavenly Things Event Planning, and that came about because my first love will always be God, because he's the one person in my life that has never changed, where, you know, your friends change, people change, and things are always moving around. But God, there's a time, a season, and a reason for all that we do. So when I think about what I want to do, I always want to make sure I'm giving my best to God first, because if I always work like I'm working for God, I can never go wrong with the people I'm surrounding myself with. And nobody can ever come back and say, well, she did da-da-da-da-da. I said, well, when you can find that one person that said I did them wrong, you have them come see me, because I'll be the first one to say I'm sorry if you misunderstood or mistook whatever. So that to say that is, trust me, there's a lot that happens where people want to always blame someone else. But a lot of the time, if you can't step up to take the responsibility for the things that you've done, you never will be successful or happy in yourself or with others.
That's very true. I find that to be the case in some instances today, even with this call. But yes, there are times where you just say, hey, I can't blame anyone but myself. For the technical difficulties, I could blame it on the software. I could blame it on all kinds of things. But at the end of the day, my name is the one that you all saw, and my name is the one that you say, oh, well, you know what? regardless, that falls on you. And I'll own up to that. So I totally can relate to that. I'm not going to get you off subject here because that's what I don't want to do.
Right.
So can you tell us how your business came into existence? When was it established? Like, where did you get the whole idea to say, you know what, I'm ready to do this on my own?
Right. Well, 2012, after my last tour of duty, I've been to Iraq twice and went and came home safely. But I do suffer from PTSD, depression, and anxiety. So with those things, you can't always go in somebody's office and sit behind a desk when you get ready to retire and still have working life in you. So what I did was, because event planning is something I've done since I could ever remember, I've always wanted to plan parties and do things that were not celebrity, but entertainment type things. So it was just a good fit to open my business 5 years ago. So I've been in business 5 years, done a lot of things, learned a lot of things. Business has elevated each year. 1 year I had to have a series of surgeries, but I told God, I don't want to put my website up if I'm not going to be doing anything because I've been down so long. So, you know, you don't know who's going to remember that you work with them. And then the phone just started ringing again. So I have not stopped working since February of this year. And so normally I do 2 to 3 events a month. And now that has increased because from the celebrity white party that I did that you attended, I've got someone who wants to work with me and do a series of pop-ups with entertainment. So that's the next venture. That will be a very busy couple of months. So I thank God for, like, all the contacts that I've made and all of the networking I did for the first 3 years in my business, because that has opened up doors unbelievably for things that now that I want to do now. So it makes for a good mix.
Yes, I would say so. Now, my next thought would be, what has been the smallest event that you have planned, and what has been the largest headcount of an event that you've planned?
Okay, so I love to do intimate dinners for two. So a friend of mine reached out to me for his wife's birthday, and he wanted to do something special for his wife. So we did an intimate dinner at one of their rental homes. I set it up in their backyard and I actually cooked for them. So she loves seafood. So we did a seafood and steak dinner for her, lots of crab legs. She was happy and enjoyed herself. And I just let them be, you know, nice table set up, nice. I don't like plastic. So like glassware, flatware, china, that kind of thing. Really nice, comfortable chairs and stuff of that nature. So that would be the smallest, was a table for two. And then the largest this year would be the celebrity white party, which was about 500 people at the Cypress Manor. Lots of details, lots of background. If you ever want to throw a concert, it is not just hiring or paying for the people to perform. It actually has a lot more detail. So when you're talking about throwing a concert, those writers say and really pay attention to what it costs. So that's where you can't just say, give them what they want.
Right.
You have to really
right.
be,
they have to understand what they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
so
comes
that,
with
that
a cost.
Takes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
doing
it takes
things
a lot
larger.
Of communication.
A lot of communication, a lot of planning, and a lot of detail, putting people in places that they are very effective and that they can help you make sure that you can accomplish your goal. So as an event planner, I secure the things that I need and the people I need to make sure those events go off without a hitch, and try to make sure that my clients understand all that's involved. So I do, like, consistent updates on a weekly basis to let them know what goes into it so they understand. So there's no surprises or guessing at what has to take place because, you know, concerts can be big, big deals, but they can be, it all can be worked out, especially if you want to do a really awesome birthday party.
Right. Now, approximately how many members are a part of your staff, or is it just you that's manning this?
It's me manning it. I have lots of friends that chip in that bake cakes that have different specialties. I have a friend that's a production manager that did production in L.A. for 12 years, probably 13 years now. I have security companies that I work with. I have limousine companies that I have strong contacts with. It just depends on what the client's need is, so that because I don't need to have all of those. I just need to have great phone numbers and great contacts that are able to fulfill the mission. Mm-hmm.
Right. That makes perfect sense. Instead of having a lot of staff, at least to be able to have your go-to people, the people you can trust, the ones that you know are going to show up at the time that you need them to show up and do what they do.
Correct. Okay. Exactly.
Now, how do you keep your sanity through all this?
So I love the fruits of the spirit. So everything with me will convert back to God. But in the fruits of the spirit, patience is the last of those. So when you think about patience, it's really learning to not react to everything, because your reaction, if you do it without thinking, you will make a mess of things. But if you sit back, think, and take in the information, then you can take that time, meditate on it, and then come back. And I believe patience is the thing in anybody's business. If they don't have it, they're going to make a mess of those relationships, those building steps that you want to keep meeting your goals in a sense. Mm-hmm. So I just take, people typically don't read, and sometimes they don't listen to everything you're saying. So you may have to say it several times in several different ways to get them to understand. And because we all learn in a different manner, it helps, to sit back, take a minute and say, okay, they're not understanding what I'm saying. So, whether you write it down, whether you tell it to them, whether you do a video and say, this is what I need you to understand. I've learned that all of those ways work. But when you sit down with a client and really find out how they learn, what their expectations are, what are they really foreseeing for the end of this event? Because my slogan is kind of when make your desire live when it's done. So if I can listen to what you need and already know what my stressors would be in that, then I can work on my stressors, write a perfect plan for that individual event, because no event is ever going to be the same. So there's no perfect – in a perfect world, yes, birthday party is my 50th birthday. I'm going to Hawaii. Yes, we're going to go to Waikiki Beach. Yes, we're going to go to Ala Moana Mall. Yes, we're going to have a birthday at the steakhouse, or participate in whatever's going on. But that's going to be one scenario for one different group of people than it would be for, a different group. So we always have to take in all accounts of things that, do we have handicapped people that we have to worry about and need to find a venue that'll do this. So it's a lot that goes in, and usually I sit down with my clients and I really try to find out. So I spend probably, no event will ever go off without less than 200 hours of work put into it. So you really have to sit down, and that should give you enough time to really find out and plan. But the people that call you with less than 30 days, that can be a little challenging, but it's doable, but it's still doable. Yeah.
What's your preferred time frame for a medium-sized event?
Medium-sized event, 100 to 50 to 100 people, I would say, depending on what type of event it is, I would love to always have 6 months to work with that client. If the client can pay up front, or if they need to, build up their money towards that, I kind of guide them through what it takes. I'll do a great price out for them so they know what they need to have. And then say it's an anniversary for a company. I have some friends that have organizations that they've begun. And I tell them, look, if you can put $100 away over the next 3 years and don't touch it, let it, increase in interest, this, that, and other, you can then take that money and already have the funds to be able to throw your anniversary party for your first 5 years. And they'll look at me like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, you have to establish some kind of effort, because nonprofits, they don't think about that. So when you're a nonprofit and you're looking to have an event or a fundraiser, we can't always say, well, you need to get everybody to donate. Well, there are over 500 nonprofit organizations in Raleigh alone. So if everybody in the communities donated everything, nobody makes their money. So if nobody's been making their money, then we're all doing the same thing. Nobody gets paid. There's no money on the table. But if you put those funds away, then we can get back into the community, and then everybody flourishes. So it's kind of hard to get people to sometimes understand everything can't be for free. And just because you're a nonprofit doesn't mean that you are that it's a right for you to get everything for free. I always believe in making sure the people that are doing the work actually receive a fair wage when they're doing it.
Awesome. Now, do you get a chance to work with any of the corporate companies in the area, or most of them private kind of ownership?
I've actually worked with every level of company, of nonprofit, of individual. It doesn't matter, because in my business, I'm not so much structured on a corporate event as I am an individual person's birthday party. All of them have the same kind of setup for me, and it just depends on what the client needs. So most people, if they refer me, and most of my business has been word of mouth, whether it's a wedding, birthday party, corporate fundraiser, or a fundraiser for a nonprofit, it just depends on what the needs are. So I don't get caught up on, you know, who do I want to work with or any of that. And some people have their niches to just do corporate because the money's there. But also with that, sometimes there's headache. So it doesn't always mean it's going to be easy. So nothing is easy.
And budget.
It's just, yeah, exactly. Though the money may be there, and sometimes you have to walk away. And there are sometimes I've actually had to walk away because it was more of a hassle than it was a good for my welfare and my health. So you always have to take in account what's more important, and my family and being here for them is more important than sometimes the money. That's
absolutely. Yeah. We can't substitute that. Now I'm sorry. I do have another question for you before.
Oh, that's
and
fine.
Then I have another question. What keeps you motivated? I'm sorry. I just want to pick your brain. What keeps you motivated?
So my motivation is always the beauty of, and I don't hate that I say this, it's the beauty of God's creation. So God said everything that he made is good. So when I set a table and I can put beautiful flowers, like I will never remember the first time I watched The Color Purple and they said God would be mad if you didn't notice these purple flowers in the field. So I always think about when I set up a table and I'm using live flowers and the smell, like I did, it's just those things are amazing to me. The candlelight, the linens, just the details of what goes on. But the funny part is I never think I do anything well, but I always get amazing compliments on anything I do. But I'm not doing it for me. I'm really doing it and working unto God and hoping that I'm pleasing him. So it makes for, and I think that's why I get up and I do what I do. I love what I do. I try to save my clients money if I can. But, you know, it just depends on what, like I said, what the need is. So I get up and I'm happy every day. And my friends call me and they're like, how can you be up at 7 in the morning and act like you never slept? And I'm like, well, I'm up. But that military background makes you get up and move regardless if you feel like it or not.
Wow. I've seen and heard many that are at that point. It's like, is it PT? No, it's too late for that already. But nonetheless, I truly can appreciate what you're saying because I too can relate to that. Some things that I can do or maybe the audience as well, some things that you do and you just say, okay, I did it and I did it to the best of my ability and I put all my heart in it, but you still have that entity that says, well, you know, I think I could have did it better or I think I could have made it brighter. Or I think I could have made it smoother, whatever that case may be. And someone else may say, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing I've seen. This is the best thing I've tasted. This is the best thing I've written in.
Right.
And you're just like, really? You know, and it's like, so I too feel that way where you're like, I'm just so excited that the other person or the other people are excited and happy, where in my mind I'm tearing it apart to say,
I like to do a do-over.
Correct. Correct. And yeah, I say it all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
I think that's my biggie.
So is it? Okay. Now, my last question for you would be,
okay,
do you have any upcoming events, and what are they? And
oh,
how do
wow.
we participate?
So, I know, right? So I have a masquerade and game night, which is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It's going to be at Cypress Manor on Friday, August 18th.
Wow.
Church the Poet is going to be our MC. DJ Damu, which is Orlando Green, he is one of the most amazing DJs I've ever come across because he really has a love and a history of music. So he doesn't just play music with no purpose. Everything he does, there's a reason behind it. He's thought it through. He really is meticulous in what he does. And then we have China Doll, who is going to be performing some poetry. So we'll have spoken word as well. We'll have people playing spades, bid whist. There'll be a pool table. There'll be a large chess set. So if you know how to play chess and you can do it, you can win in five moves, you might as well come on out and let people watch and be entertained by that, because my dad taught me how to do that. But if you're playing the right person, you're not going to win that. Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
I've never learned. I've never learned. I'm like, oh, it looks like I want to. But it's like, I do know how to play checkers, but I really would love to learn how to play chess.
Well, I will have a checkers board there, too, as well. But I'll have a whole table of chess boards and things of that nature, too. But there'll be a lot going on. There's going to be food there by a young lady by Nicole. She actually attended my celebrity white party and reached out and wants to do that. We're going to have diffused alcoholic desserts, and they are amazing by Home Sweet. Oh, my God. Everything she cooks is amazing, and she even makes banana pudding cakes. So I would come out and definitely visit her. But, you know, we've touched a lot of people's lives that are coming back into that realm from an event we did called Soul Expressions. Soul Expressions was live jazz, neo-soul, spoken word. We did it for the poetry community and those that love poetry. And we've seen people become producers from that. We've seen people actually sell their books and become authors and, you know, write plays and all those kind of things. So getting those positive feedback from those events have been awesome. The next set of events that we will have coming up is a series of Sunday brunches with entertainment, jazz, some rock and roll, Band of Oz, working on those things now. Also some pop-up dinners, an all-you-can-eat masquerade, not all-you-can-eat seafood, and margarita bar that probably will be held at Noir on Glenwood Avenue. So there's some more things on my Facebook,
wow,
Heavenly Things Event Planning and Productions page, because there's a lot going on.
Awesome. It does sound like a lot going on. I don't know if I can keep up with you. Wow.
I'll
like,
keep you in the loop.
I can be at that
will.
One. Oh, okay, this is awesome. I am coming up on the hour. I don't want to rush our conversation, but with that said, I don't want to keep you ladies too much longer. Kimberly, I've opened up your line as well, and so I just wanted to say, again, for the listeners, we wanted to do just a special welcome to the president of the Achi Women Supporting Women Association and CEO of Heavenly Things Event Planning and Production, Ms. Kyla.
Yes.
I just want to say you ladies have been an absolute delight. I can't tell
thank
you, you've
you.
Answered our questions. I'm going to open it up. And before I do, I have one thing I missed. Kimberly, I forgot to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
One important question. What keeps you motivated to do what you do?
The same thing that Kyla said. As I was listening to her, I was like, that's me, that's me,
yes,
that's me, that's me. And here's the thing, I didn't know it was me until actually year before last is when I realized that was my actually calling and purpose of God.
Ain't that awesome?
I have been an inspiration to my sister. It's 10 years between us. So I'm big. I just see I'm big sis. But no, she's like, I want to be you when I grow up. I have found letters that she wrote and thank you cards that she's wrote. My cousins, little cousins, I'm just, you know, being me. And I didn't realize how much of an inspiration I really was to people and then to women specifically. So motivates me with my business, with Achi, other organizations that I'm with, is just loving on other women and just being there for them, and just you know, giving them that chance to, if they need to talk, if they need support, and just giving, you know, to them that they may not be able to get from others. Same thing with me teaching. I teach because I want to give that same gift that was given to me, that they can go and start their own businesses, they can take hobbies and just, you know, go a whole different level. I get joy out of seeing that for others.
That's
what motivates me. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I think that's just amazing. And to be honest, what motivates me is just hearing you two, watching you two, and seeing the things that my fellow sisters are doing on Facebook. That is, it's wonderful. We're helping one another. We're stepping out there on a limb to say, this is who I am. This is where I'm trying to get to. I see a vision. I have a vision. You may not understand it, but I understand it fully, and I'm ready. And I that motivates me, and you all motivate me. I would like to open the line up to our callers just to see if there's any questions on the line. So, callers, I'm going to open up your line. If you have any questions, please feel free to jump in. Okay, caller, your lines have been unmuted. Are there any questions on the line? Going one. Going twice. Okay, I'm going to close our line, and I'm going to actually give each one of you a few moments to close out any closing remarks that you may have, and then I'll add in some tight-knit words, and we'll close it out for the evening. So, Ms. Kimberly, let's start with you. Any closing remarks?
Just closing remarks. Please follow Achi Women Supporting Women on our different social platforms. Upcoming events, right now we have two fundraisers coming up. You can go and purchase things at Five and Five Below in Durham, North Carolina, New Hope Commons, between the 10th and the 27th. You can get a flyer, and the flyer you can get from one of our members, or you can get it from online. Present the flyer to the cashier, and 10% of your purchase will go back to our organization. You obviously heard different things that we want to do. So definitely making a purchase, back to school supplies, anything in Five Below at this specific location will bring back profits back to us. Also, September 11th, we are having a flapjack fundraiser at the Applebee's in Briar Creek, Raleigh. On September 11th, you can go and have breakfast for $7, and proceeds from that will go back to our organization. Last but not least, again, you mentioned about it, the awards tour will be coming to Raleigh October the 29th. So we're going to have, that red carpet. We're going to be acknowledging a lot of women. I want to say go to that same website, www.wswassociation.com, and nominate deserving women that needs to be recognized. We have about 25 categories there. I know you know someone that you can nominate. Please nominate someone so that they can be recognized, not only as a nominee, even if they don't win. I believe just being selected as a nominee, being recognized, is so much more than just being a winner. So I want to thank you, Jeanette, for seeing what you saw in me. And thank you for the time to let it be my time and not others. And I want to thank you again for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ms. Kyla, any closing remarks you have?
You all are just touching my heart over here.
Well, I want to say thank you, Jeanette, for even offering it to me and giving me a platform to be able to speak about what I do and why I do it. It has been definitely an honor and a great pleasure to be on here and to be on here with Miss Kimberly.
Yeah,
has just been
my new sister. We are sisters.
Yes. Look, and while you were talking, I was searching and I was liking and I was doing my thing. So, yes, we definitely are going to be tied.
We're connected.
So,
we're connected.
Yes, we are. I say God always has a reason to put
That's
good
right.
people in your life. So I know
yes.
that you are a good person and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Well, my event is going to be Friday, August 18th. It's a masquerading game night and you must have a mask to actually enter. It's going to be based off of a book by, he doesn't say give his name, but the name of the book is The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit. You are going to be entering a room where older gentlemen have dated younger women, in a sense, and that's really what the book is about. But the author will be there signing his name and talking to the people that he has, that he want to sign the book for. I also can be reached on Facebook. It's easier for me. I have a friend that does social media. She said, do what's easy for you. So you can reach me at my business fan page, which is Heavenly Things Event Planning and Production, and go and like that page so you can see the upcoming things that are coming up. I also am on LinkedIn and going to be updating that and actually updating the calendar for those things and learning actually more about LinkedIn, because it's one of those things about business that we need to all encounter. I do have Pinterest, Instagram, all of that, but I think I'm more, when it comes to what I'm used to and comfortable with, it's going to be my Facebook page as far as reaching out to people. And when you Google things, even for me, you don't have to have Facebook to see me, but if you wanted to call me, you can call me at 919-610-9852. And I have my phone with me all the time. If you can't reach me, text me. But love to work with anybody who is having a celebration of any kind, whether you just want to have or talk about information or possible locations that will work for the type of event you're having, or you just want to really try to find out how you can develop a plan for something upcoming that won't stress you out. So I just love what I do. I really enjoyed my time here, and I look forward to doing more things in the future.
Awesome. Well, I hope that at some point that I get a chance to invite you both back and give us updates frequently to keep us engaged with your progress as you're moving forward. Just a quick close out to say again, today is August 10th. Today's show has been about women, about their business. And I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed having both Kimberly and Kyla here today to tell us about how they have managed, how they look at their business, what their vision is, and where they're going. This has totally been a wonderful sisterhood conversation. We would like to invite others to come and join us. Next week will be Real Men Stand Up, where we're going to reach out to the men a little bit. We don't want them to feel left out. So at this point, we would like to close out tonight's show by saying again, thank you to the listeners that's been with us this whole show. Thank you for the ones that was able to join in at the last minute. And again, our guest has just been amazing. And we look forward to talking to you again, and have a fabulous evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.